Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Anne-Marie was a bright young teenager, but she had Asperger's syndrome. At 13, she began self-harming. Several years of self-harm later, she was discovered unconscious on her bedroom floor. Her dog discovered her. He was barking and scratching at her door, sensing something was wrong. Her mum opened the door and found her there on the floor. Anne-Marie was in renal failure. During the first few days at hospital, the doctors struggled to keep her alive. She dreamt she went to the gates of heaven and was met by Jesus, who said that this was not her time, that her work was not yet done, and to go back. As she was leaving, he said, "Don't turn left, go right." But Anne-Marie said, given her poor sense of direction, she went left, only to be confronted by a horrible monster. She screamed and ran back the way she came. It was then that she woke up to find that she was being resuscitated. Anne-Marie told us, it was then that she realized it was no dream. She had actually been to heaven, and now she knows heaven is real, Jesus is real, and everything she grew up believing is real. In the next few years, she began struggling with her weight and with urges to self-harm again, and was damaging herself in a big way. She almost died from an overdose and spent time on a ventilator. She remembers waking and couldn't talk or move, but her heart screamed out to God to not let her die. Her medications were changed, and she regained control of her emotions. Just recently, she met Tracy, the Salvos commissioner, who told her people at the Salvos church where Anne-Marie attended loved her and would be devastated if she was to take her own life. Anne-Marie says since that day, she has felt new inside. Isn't that a textbook example of the power of speaking kindness and love into someone's life? Anne-Marie told us she has stopped self-harming. She writes lots of poetry, belongs to a poetry group on Facebook called Growing Through Poetry, where she posts her poems. She goes to Bible studies on Mondays. She's lost 17 kilos and is not the healthiest weight, but says she's fine now. Her dog is 10 now, and the day she loses her will break her heart. She will never forget that little white dog that saved her life. She said Jesus watches her all night and makes sure she puts her CPAP machine on at bedtime to enable her to breathe regularly. The test will be when her dog does go. It's a reminder to plan for that day, to plan what she will do to protect herself, to have mentors to turn to immediately, to prevent her from falling back into that old pattern of self-harm. And great planning starts right now with praying for herself and asking others to pray for her for when that day comes. Being proactive, it's one of the secrets to living a life of freedom. I'm Aaron Wright.